Far off, in the distant skies of worlds unknown, there flies a ship called the Kurgan. Aboard, some of the toughest sons of guns for hire this wild universe ever knew. They are the Misery Loves Company. The Misery Loves Company just managed to return to their ship. Not a moment later, they found themselves targeted once again.
We are receiving a transmission from the oncoming ship.
Play it. Clyde, get those engines hot.
On it.
It's the 777 Mercenary Army Warlord Magna.
What?
Is this the Misery Loves Company?
The Warlord's spidery visage once again graced the Kurgan's main screen.
Yes, it's still us. Please don't blow us up. Yet.
General Bloodstorm was afraid someone might have attacked and stolen the Kurgan.
Well, they almost did, and I guess... Well, it's a whole thing. Should we just dock up?
Yes, I think that would do nicely. I'm also afraid of our communications being... intercepted. There's a lot going on right now, Ahab.
You're telling us. We'll go stationary, extend your bridge, and we'll meet on your ship.
Other way around. I can't trust anything right now.
Well... All right.
Ahab looked around the Kurgan, which was in complete disarray following the last day's events. It made him nervous to have someone important on board.
Just, you know, usually we're a lot cleaner.
You're worried about a mess on your spaceship?
Just, yeah. Meet here. Kill your engines.
See you in a moment.
777's Mercenary Army Warlord Magna has ended her broadcast.
Thanks, Kurgan. Scan that ship as much as you can without them knowing. Clyde, get a gun on you. Bernie, go to your room.
Come on, I'm good with people.
I don't want to see you right now.
Well, maybe if you keep looking, I'll get cuter.
Out!
Bernie headed to the bottom floor of
the
ship.
You know, one of these days they're going to ask for old Bernie. They're going to say, hey, Bernie, come and help us shoot all the guys. Come and help us kill all the guys. And I'm going to say, no, I'm all good.
Flush him off this boat, Clyde.
He didn't mean anything. You know how he is around goons and guns.
It really burns my ass, Clyde. I just need him away from me for a minute.
I hear you.
I'm not saying I regret picking him up, but sometimes I really regret picking him up.
The Kurgan and Warlord's ship slowly began to approach each other, until the Warlord's ship bridged the passageway between her stealthy modern carrier and their space junk.
You weren't kidding about the mess.
Our heavy gunner, Bernie, he sheds dirt and rock like a... I don't know, like a thing that does that.
Is he an alkalite?
Yeah, he stuck with us after that mess.
Interesting. Where is he?
It's best he's not here right now. What's going on with you and the Sevens?
Much like your ship, it's a bit of a mess, I'm afraid. Since Bloodstorm retired, we've had a lot of trouble with pretty much everything. From people breaking contracts, spies, insurrections, spider lice, scurvy.
Nothing new there.
The spider lice were definitely new. In fact, they seemed specifically engineered just to attack us at night. Mostly.
When did you join?
It's my understanding that General Bloodstorm brought me in to replace, well, you. And then he jumped right off board the second I was comfortable.
We did kind of blow a hole in the leadership.
It's hard enough keeping a Merc army together when everything is good, much less after all of that.
I hope you don't blame us for that.
I barely even know who you are. I turned to Bloodstorm for help and he told me to take it to you, right after he said never to talk to him about work again. You know, you really made an impression on that old bag of blood.
He was a good mentor. I learned a lot about murdering everything from him.
So say we all. Well, it's like this. We were infiltrated by something. Somebody. A person, a group, I don't know. They kidnapped a few of our tech guys, some engineers, another warlord, and they got them working on some new AI tech from what we gather. Obviously, we don't want that happening.
Trust me, you don't.
I know this isn't really the time, but someday I need to hear about what happened to your...
Again, I say trust me. You don't.
Someday. So we have three sites we need hit simultaneously. I can't trust the Sevens on this. I don't know who's part of it or what. That's why we're meeting on your ship in the first place. That cruiser's big, but I don't know where to go where whoever they are can't hear me. Here's what needs to happen. I need the Warlord rescued, alive and able to talk. I need whatever AI project they've managed to build destroyed, and I need a principal actor dead, along with some data retrieval. I'd like some of those texts saved, but to be honest with you, they're expendable. I don't care how you do them, but I need them all hit at the same time.
Do you have more specifics?
I can have them sent to the Kurgan now if you're interested.
How's it pay?
Good. It's 777's money.
Could you give us a second?
My ears are terrible anyway, but keep in mind, these eyes read lips beautifully, and beautiful lips like yours even better.
Well, thanks?
Ahab and Clyde moved away from Warlord Magna and spilt the beans.
We need Bernie up here.
No, we don't. He doesn't make decisions anyway. You're my second in command here.
He still should have a say, but whatever. I'm in. We need the money.
So you're good with getting wrapped up in Merc Army bullshit again?
We need the money. Bullshit is just bullshit.
All right.
Ahab turned back now to the standing warlord, her many eyes darting to the trophies around the ship.
This is a magnificent skull. What creature is this?
That's actually
taken blind. From a mighty beast off the second moon of EMH5. Name unknown.
Interesting. I assume you're in.
We are.
What about your rock beast?
He does what we say.
I see. What do you boys do for fun on this ship anyway? It looks pretty barren. Any friends? Any lovers?
No. No lovers.
You, Clyde?
I love nobody.
He always says that. He don't mean it.
I do.
But we don't spend a lot of time here. Why do you ask?
I don't know you, Ahab. I don't know the first thing about you or your crew. I'm not interrogating you. I just wanted to know what you're like. How did Clyde turn into a smoke monster? Why does that gigantic rock beast have the highest-pitched voice I've ever heard? And you, Ahab, what do you want in this world? What are you about?
Right now, I want to get paid. And whatever fear I have, whatever inside me doesn't want to do the things I'm best at, they're all nothing in the face of it.
Oh, Ahab, I thought you might be more interesting than that. Money, is that it?
Maybe I am. Interesting?
Are you asking me? I have no idea. You're a hot mess, Ahab. I'll have the mission parameters sent to your ship until I see your enormous, delicate, beautiful eyes again. Farewell.
Yeah, you too, bye.
He said, sure, yeah, you too, bye, and left the compliment all at once because you made him nervous.
Okay. Good luck to you.
Thanks. You blew it.
I'll throw you out of the ship.
Money. That speech you gave. Wow. I do it all for the bank no matter what.
We do need the money.
She asked you to impress her and you said, "Durr, I like dollars."
Kurgan, set a course for Cobb.
Done. Shall we proceed immediately?
As soon as possible.
Seriously?
We need to talk to him. You go tell Bernie what's going on. I'm going to go over the data Magna sent. Maybe try to talk to Bloodstorm.
He's
going to
be pissed.
Don't care.
Ahab turned to work at what was normally Clyde's place in the ship.
Kurgan, give me every bit of data you can throw at me about these planets. All of it.
Of course, company member Ahab.
Down below deck, where Bernie stayed on the Kurgan, Clyde found Bernie picking out bullets from his scaly, rock-like skin.
You took a lot of bullets back there.
Yeah, thought about cocooning up, but... it's not that bad.
Well, boss man sent me to tell you what's happening.
I already heard.
You did?
Oh, yeah, I just had the Kurgan open up my comms. Listen. Cut off comms, Kurgan. He never remembers I could do that. And my voice is not that high-pitched. I'm just easily excited.
You really shouldn't have killed that guy. You know you're going to have to apologize to him or he's never going to get over it.
I'll eat it like always. That's what I'm here for, ain't it? Make sure everything isn't his fault.
He just can't think of anything but the next mission. It's a fault, sure, but that's just who he is.
I know, man.
Sure, maybe he would have said. Maybe he just wanted to kill us in the first place. Gladiators ain't to be trusted, and doggone it, he left Fork back there.
Fork is an asshole.
Yeah, but he works for us. No dickbag left behind. You know, whatever. Ain't my ship, ain't my fault, ain't my problem.
Did you hear him fumble it with the warlord back there?
Now that was almost worth the hassle. Almost. Doggone, man, this bullet is really in there.
Do you feel that?
Nah, man, all our skin's on Acolyte is like this. Too much radiation from the fact that we lived on, what's Ahab call it? A trash planet. We grow like trees, man. Way, way, way down deep in here, we got, like, flimsy skin. Gross as all hell, to be honest. I don't recommend looking that up. Like a messed up, skinless dog, man. How about your gassy flesh prison? Do you ever feel anything at all? Ever?
More or less, it's hard to describe. When I'm like this, that is more or less, Corporal, it almost feels normal. Kind of like I'm in low gravity. And I always have my abs clenched.
You're definitely a clencher.
Oh. We're headed to Cobb Gnarly's place on Golden Bear Port, so...
Oh, great! Fun, fun, fun! Why in the world would Ahab subject us to that? He's just gonna be mad we blew up that moon!
Not my fault, not my problem.
Right on, Smokey.
Company members Bernie and Clyde, we've arrived at Golden Bear Port.
Speak of the devil, and our ship will take us there. Oh, Kurgan, give us wings. Take us far, far away from here.
Company member Bernie, I'm afraid company member Ahab isn't allowing me to plot another course yet.
But why, though?
Company member Ahab said, don't let those idiots do anything with this ship unless I say so.
He gets smarter every day.
Good luck, friendos.
Thanks, Kurgan.
Just who is Cobb Gnarly, and what does Ahab want from him? Why are Clyde and Bernie so annoyed at having to see him? All these questions and more on The Misery Loves Company, Episode 5, Our Gnarliest Friend, or Dirty Old Town.
The Misery Loves Company is written, directed, and produced by Morgan Stewart, and stars Derek Huss, Katie Pappas, Jake Roberts, Ryan Sheehy, and Morgan Stewart. Guests in this episode include Caitlin Sabet. Music provided by Kevin McLeod of Incompetech.com.